Hello and welcome back. Welcome to the second part of the Get Paid Like a CEO podcast series. I hope that you have had some time to complete the first part, which is the personal expense calculator. If you haven't had a chance to finish that up, please, 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 I highly encourage you to stop here, go and finish that, because we're going to need some numbers from that for our second part today. So today we're moving into the second tab of your spreadsheet, the profit calculator. And this is where we're going to start to reverse engineer some of what your business needs to be able to make the personal expense goal that you have for yourself. So when you refer to the second tab of your spreadsheet and you've completed the first tab, the personal expenses, you should see some numbers already filled in for you. So the total monthly expenses you had for the future, so 1 year from today, that number is being pulled over from the other tab. As an example, my total future expenses was $5,000 a month, and that means that my annual personal salary goal is $60,000. So I need to be able to pay myself $60,000 per year from my business in order to be able to meet my future personal expenses. All right. And for those of you who did a lot of number crunching yesterday, I'm happy to report today is much easier. You'll notice that there's only one thing on this whole spreadsheet that you need to fix today, and that is your revenue goal. So you'll see there's a drop-down menu there. It's currently set at $0 to $250,000. If your revenue goal, anticipated revenue goal for the year, is more than $250,000, go ahead and use the drop-down menu and select the correct revenue goal for your business. You'll notice that when you do select a different revenue goal, the allocations will change in terms of what percentages are going to different accounts. So you're going to ask me, where in the world did you get all these numbers? Well, I didn't. It's actually based off of Profit First, a book by Mike Michalowicz, and I highly, highly, highly recommend that you check it out if you haven't already. There's a lot of golden nuggets in there, and Mike's really whole premise is that, yes, you're a business owner, but you can pay yourself and you can pay yourself well. Done are the days where you have to take what's left over when there is some left over. We're finished with that. We're going to set our business up for success by planning for what we need. And so these allocations will give you a good ballpark of how much of your revenue is supposed to go towards business expenses, towards taxes, towards profit. And so highly recommend Mike's book if you haven't looked at it to be able to check that out. So he recommends that for businesses making from $0 to $250,000 of revenue, these are the percentages that you'll see that you're supposed to set aside for your owner's pay, for your profit, for your taxes, etc. All right, so that's the only adjustment that you need to make to this page. Everything else will be calculated for you. And I want you to see why these allocations and why these numbers are so important. What this is really like a budget for your business. It gives you a budget for the next year, how to allocate the money that's coming into your business. So many of us may have a budget for our personal lives, and I highly suggest we have one for our business as well. And why is this so important? Well, if we don't have a budget for our business, it's really, really easy to overspend in some areas and not spend enough in others. And this may not have happened to you, but I'm sure if it hasn't happened to you, you know someone this has happened to, where they got caught at the end of the year realizing they haven't made their quarterly tax payments, and now they owe a ton of money to the government in tax, and they got to pull that out of somewhere because they don't have it saved up in a separate account. So this allocation will really help you avoid that situation where you're behind on your taxes, or maybe you haven't really even thought about how much you should be spending on your business operating expenses. And so if you haven't made some investment choices, this also helps you to move your business forward. Again, it's all happening automatically. You don't have to calculate a thing here. And so what you'd be able to see is that how much of the money coming in is going to go to you for your owner's pay to cover your personal expenses. How much is going to go to profit, Well, now this is exciting because as the business owner, this profit is like a bonus for yourself. And it becomes a really nice little slush fund for you to think about what you want to do with. Maybe you want to reinvest it back into your business. Maybe you want to offer a bonus to your team or give yourself a bonus at the end of the year. Maybe a vacation, right? Whatever you want to do with it, that's what that profit is there for. And then, of course, tax. Again, these are ballpark figures. So if you know that you pay more or less in tax than in what is listed here, go ahead and change that. But certainly this helps us get an idea and start somewhere. And then it's really telling me how much revenue is going to be left in my business and what can I do with it. And then the last piece, the business expenses, these are our operating expenses. So any software, any hardware, any equipment, marketing, advertising expenses, any subscriptions that we have, money that we use to pay our team, money that we use to invest in ourselves as business leader, that's all going to come out of your business operating expenses. And so it's really great because it tells me at this level of revenue, how much money do I need to be able to pay my expenses and run my business day to day? And if I am not using anywhere near that amount, it's helping me to see that there's some extra money there. Maybe it's time to look at hiring an assistant who can help get some of these things off my plate so I have more time to focus on my CEO level tasks. All right, I hope this is exciting for you as it is for me. Certainly, I just get a little nerdy about all these things, but I have noticed over my time in business that I didn't do this at the beginning with my own business. I was just, you know, kind of spending willy-nilly, and when I had some money and I saw something I liked, I might go for it. And this has really helped me to see what needs to go in each category, make sure that I've got money set aside, and then I'm paying myself. And then know what I should be expecting in terms of business expenses and tax. So as you start to play with this tool, again, the only thing you have to change is your revenue range, and it will give you different information that you can start thinking about and start looking at where is the money going. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I can't wait to see you come back for the next one in the series where we're going to be talking about how we're going to hit the revenue goal that you've had. So now you have a revenue goal. What are we going to do to make it happen? All right. Until next time, keep shining.